If more professional athletes were like Dirk Nowitzki, the world would be a lot better place. Jeff Bannister, he might be the best manager in all of baseball. I think there's more talent in professional golf than at any time in history. And of course, Jimmy Kim.
Welcome to the game with Kim Matthews.
All right, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the game. We've got a lot going on today, and we're so happy that you're with us because we're going to talk a lot of golf because it is the final major of the year going on right now, albeit delayed and rain dampened at the PGA Championship at Baltusrol. It's in Springfield, New Jersey, near Newark, not too far from Manhattan, and the rain has delayed things from yesterday. If you've been following it at all, you know that yesterday was pretty much washed out. Only a handful of guys got out on the course and could play. Only a very few actually finished. They're trying to get in the third round today and then start the fourth round. They're trying to get it finished by tonight, and we'll see if they can do it. It looks like it may, though, go into a Monday finish because more rain is in the forecast, and there's a lot of rain storms, if you look on your radar, all around the New Jersey, New York City area right now. So it looks doubtful that they're going to be able to finish it today. But we'll keep you updated on that. We're going to be joined by Steve Johnson, a good friend, managing partner at Hank Haney Golf, to talk a little bit about what's going on at Baltusrol and in golf in general as well. The Rangers continue to play well. They went through that little slump and everybody got a little panicky. Not so much panic anymore. 3 out of 3 they've taken from the Royals, and we'll talk about it. Mitch Moreland with the big walk-off home run last night for the Rangers. And anyway, lots of stuff going on in the world of sports today. And, of course, the Cowboys at training camp, along with a lot of the people from here at The Fan to give you updates all week long and for the next several weeks about what's happening at training camp and and the drama that is Jerry Jones happening right now out in Oxnard. So we'll get into all that stuff. Joining us, and I was on vacation for a while, the last couple of weeks, so I haven't been around for a while. I haven't seen Kimmy Kim in quite a while, but
did
she's
you miss
here.
Me?
You're here? Yeah, I did.
You
I did.
Did?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah.
so sweet. I missed
back,
you, too.
And now, you'll be gone next week.
Yeah.
We're just busy people, I guess. How are you doing? Everything good?
I'm great. I'm doing really, really well, actually. Yeah, I'm good.
There's a camera on you right now, and so do you need me to say anything really nice and sweet about you or something?
Yes, please do. Something positive.
Is this being recorded for what? Your birthday party?
Yeah. I'm throwing a big
birthday bash. You got a family reunion or something going on? What do we have? And by the way, what's your friend's name again?
His name is Raphael.
Raphael is her videographer.
Yes.
That's shooting all this. And Raphael, that's not my best side. Just telling you, if you'd like to get on this side, it'd be a better way to get a shot at Kimmy Kim. What are you shooting here?
Well, I'm just getting some footage just to kind of talk about things that I do out in the world.
It's a good question because nobody knows what the hell you do.
Nobody knows what I do. And so I'm going to explain it with a nice little video. I'm involved with a lot of stuff charity-wise and in the cancer world and doing some stuff with, you know, Harvard Health Study and football.
So this would
and all
be shown
kind of
where?
Stuff. It'll be on my website.
In your bedroom every night or something up on the wall?
Don't go there.
I'm just
don't
you
go
by
there.
Yourself, I'm saying.
Yeah, me by
to,
myself.
To watch how great your life is. You just want to kind of, okay, your living room, wherever. you just want to reenact. Okay, well, good. Good for you.
Yeah.
So it's going to be how long? 6-7 hours?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, it's going to be
about
like
that long. Yeah.
Like a 4-part series?
How did you know?
This is Kimmy Kim from age 12 to 18. And then we'll
I have done a lot in a very short period of time.
Oh.
You have no idea.
Oh,
I have done a lot.
You've done an awful lot.
I have. I have lived.
You've done a lot this morning. She's cleansing again.
I am.
So for all of you out there that keep up with the show for the last, how long have we been on now? 18 years?
Yes.
Kim cleanses like monthly.
Yes, I do.
And
I just believe in being healthy. There's nothing wrong with being healthy.
She is the cleanest person
ever.
Well, Caitlin, our 16-year-old intern, is in today. I almost hit your age today, didn't I? And Caitlin's in. Caitlin, have you ever cleansed?
I've considered it, but that
doesn't mean do teenagers need to cleanse?
They probably do.
See,
there's nothing wrong with a good
Raphael,
reset.
Raphael, we're getting all the good information
he's like,
here.
Can you all talk about some sports, please?
So you, at any age you could cleanse? No, not early. You got to be probably certain age, teenager or something.
Why not? It's just juice and fruit and vegetables.
Well, I know, but it does change your system a bit, right?
I mean,
an 8-year-old wouldn't cleanse.
Probably not. Just give him some water.
I guess. They go enough anyway.
Just some soap water, clean him up. Yeah.
Right, so, and you're in day 3 of a 5-day cleanse.
Yes, I just started.
So Kim runs in and out from here to the bathroom, like every.
It's okay. Why are you telling the listeners this? They don't need to know.
It's a health thing. We're here to help people.
Okay.
And you're trying to make people healthier.
Yes.
And so,
cleanse and work out, and I do it to offset and my have bad a ca-
and have a camera
habits.
And have a camera handy when you do cleanse.
I'm gonna have him around when I do that.
You can see Kim run out of the shot. Like every minute and a half here while she's...
Unbelievable.
Okay, some serious business here.
Yeah, serious.
Everybody is well aware of what happened, the tragedy back on the 7th of July with the Dallas police and that whole incident and the tragedy of five officers, three police, Dallas police, and then two DART officers dying during the Black Lives Matters peaceful protest that they had, and then we all know what happened. And so there's a golf tournament that's being put on that I want to help promote and let people know about so that if you want to participate anyway, if you want to play in the golf tournament, if you want to help out just financially, if you want to be a sponsor of it, all those things are possible, but it all benefits the families of the five fallen officers from back in July from that tragic day. And so please, if you can, go to the website and do whatever you can do. It's the police golf tournament. It's August the 29th. At El Dorado Country Club, which is a very nice golf course up in McKinney, right off of 75 in McKinney. But if you go to the website that I'll give you here in a second, it'll give you the directions and show you exactly where the golf course is. It's a Monday. It's an 8 a.m. start. It's August 29th. And just go to leaderboardeventstexas.com. Leaderboardeventstexas.com will be the website. I'll have all the information on there that you need to know about that. Stacy Runnels, my good friend for... years and years is putting this on, and it was something that she and as well as a lot of other people felt a need to do something to help out. And it obviously went from here, then more tragedy in Baton Rouge and now in San Diego. And so police officers have been certainly put in the spotlight for a lot of reasons over the last few months. And the tragedy of what happened in Dallas hasn't gone away. And that's kind of the point of this is while a lot of people move on, right? And your life kind of goes on and does whatever for a lot of people, the families of these officers, life hasn't just gone on as normal. I mean, it's still been very, very affected by what happened back then. So this is one way to kind of help show support in any way you can. Just to show up and play golf is a great way to just show support. I'm sure there'll be some police officers there as well at the tournament. Matter of fact, I went to a movie. I went to the Jason Bourne movie.
Oh, really?
Yesterday. And there were some police officers there in the lobby of the Look Theater, mm-hmm. right up in Madison. And it's a DallasFOF.org. DallasFOF.org is on the wristband, and it says Pray for Dallas, and it's for Dallas police officers. Fallen officers mm-hmm. is the FOF Foundation and FOF.org. And they're just handing them out and taking contributions and doing different things, too. So there's a lot of people out in the community who are trying to show support for the police. And understandably so. And this is another way of doing it. So again, it's leaderboardeventstexas.com. We'll talk more about it.
Yeah, and can we say the name of the tournament is Hit the Green and Back the Blue. And you can actually find that on Facebook and get some more information as well.
There's a lot of people and more people in the media will be talking about it as well. Because we're going to try to spread the word as much as we can. So hopefully it'll be an overflow golf tournament.
Yeah, sold out.
And Kim, you volunteered a lot of golf tournaments.
Yes.
So maybe you'll even be up there.
Yeah, that'd be. Right?
If you can find time in your busy schedule and if Raphael can... get his camera up there.
I'd like to drive the cart. If I could do that, maybe I can like drive some of the officers around.
Yes, I'm sure
that'd
you
be
could.
Cool. Any, I'd totally volunteer for
any,
that.
Any kind of help would definitely help. So, great cause, and let's see what we can do to help support the men and women in blue that every day are out there doing a lot of things, and this is to help the families. I mean, it goes directly to help the families of the people that put their lives on the line for us in that particular day. So we'll talk more about it as the weeks come by and we get closer to that golf tournament. But again, it's leaderboardeventstexas.com. Now, another thing that's caught my eye, you're a big Donald Trump fan, Kim, so I wanted to bring this up. Did you see that the debates that are coming up between Hillary and
Trump?
And I'm with you in the how did we get to this place in the world?
Yeah.
These are our choices, but that's where we're at.
Yeah, we've
got two people that it doesn't seem like a lot of people are behind either one of them, necessarily, and yet one of them is going to be a president of the United States.
Yeah.
It's one of them. I don't know how it came to it, but the debates are scheduled independently of either party, mm-hmm. and they're scheduled now. Three of the debates conflicting directly with NFL games coming up in September and October. And Donald Trump's not real happy about that, although he did say he thinks he actually said he got a letter from the NFL.
Of course he did.
Complaining because the debates will then take audience away because Donald thinks, and I, you know what? I'm sure they will do pretty big numbers. A lot of people are going to be really intrigued to see what these two have to say against each other. It may come to fisticuffs. Bill could come out of the audience to defend his wife. It could be.
Hillary could take him.
It could be WWF all over again here at the debate. Hillary might be able to take. She'll go for the hair. She'll grab his hair and he'll be like defending, knocking her hand out of the way. So, but they're conflicting with the NFL games. Mm-hmm. What do you think about that? First of all, the NFL denies they sent any letter to Trump. They said, we didn't send him a letter. So that's another, every day there's another thing that he says that somebody brings up that you're like, no, he didn't. Yes, he did. No, he. So I don't know if it happened or not, but they're, the well, fact is they are conflicting.
The dates had been determined like a year in advance. Yeah. So I don't quite understand why he said what he said. I mean, you can't say something about the NFL and not think that they're going to address it and come out and say, you know what? No, that didn't quite happen that way. Yeah. So I don't know, but I don't think the games are anybody like major. I mean, I guess if you're in that market, isn't one of them like the Falcons and the Saints?
Well, one's Carolina.
That might be. I don't know who they're playing, but
yeah, I'm not sure. I'm trying to remember. It might be Carolina, Atlanta. The Falcons and the Panthers.
Maybe I watch the game and then like keep up with the debate via Twitter.
Good point. It's not the Cowboys, so why should we care? I mean, it's not going to really matter. But it is. You know, the NFL is the hot. Anything, whenever there's an NFL game, everybody else kind of steps aside and lets them take over. So the debates that go, and by the way, the debate is an hour long, 2 hours. Why would they not schedule it just pre-NFL game or something or after? I mean, why would you go at the same time? To me, even if you're scheduling those, I wouldn't have done that. I'm like, I want a lot of people to watch these debates. If it's up against a hockey game, okay, whatever. But the NFL is a whole different animal. I don't know why they would not look ahead and say, what's going on in that particular day of the week, whatever it is, a Saturday, Sunday, a Thursday. It must be a nighttime, right? They're not going to have a Saturday afternoon debate.
Right.
So it must be like Thursday night football or Monday night football.
Probably so.
Why not, you know, why not look at that and say, let's do it Tuesday night when there isn't an NFL game?
I don't know. It'll be interesting.
But Trump, your man Trump is.
Yeah, my man Trump.
saying
love
that,
me some him.
That he's not. Now, I am curious. You know, you don't like Trump. Mm-hmm. You obviously are a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And I could be wrong, could be right. Are you a Democrat normally or are you a Republican?
You know what? I'll be really honest with you. I am not comfortable discussing politics.
Oh.
I'm just not. I'm very...
ignorant about it?
God, no.
Oh, okay.
No, that definitely isn't the word. No, not quite.
I was trying to help you there.
Don't. That's okay. No, I'm very sensitive to it. And I think in light of everything that's going on, everyone's entitled to their opinion. And I just like to keep it neutral. Now, I will say I don't like Trump. I feel like what he is bringing to light, the attitudes and everything he's kind of helping bubble over, it's nerve-wracking. It's scary to watch. But, you know, I'm not 100% in love with Hillary as well.
Having a woman was kind of where I was going with it. Is that proud?
I mean, I think it's awesome. I think it's great. It's a great accomplishment for her. It'd be history making, of course. I mean, I think it's cool. I just, you know.
You just wish it was another woman.
I don't know. I'm just neutral. I'm going to be real neutral.
Any woman, but. But I'm curious. You know, our text number is 43733. Just put Trump, Hillary. Trump, Hillary. Let's see.
They're already chiming in, which I think is awesome.
43733. I'm just kind of curious. I mean, we're not going to talk politics.
Yeah.
Politics today on the show, but you know, we jumped into it because we did. 43733. Just put Trump, Hillary. I'm kind of curious what our audience is out there.
Our listeners are brilliant, so you know, I'm sure.
They are. They're the smartest. two million people every morning are listening to this show, and they're the smartest ones.
I'm appreciating what they're saying thus far.
So we'll see what they have to say. It is going to be interesting for sure to see how this whole thing plays out. All right, Steve Johnson is going to be joining us in just a second. Before he does, let me remind you that if you're looking for a great place to play golf and get away from Dallas a little bit, but you don't have to leave the state, then you know what it is. It's Lajitas Golf Resort. It's down in Big Bend. You don't have to go to Arizona, Florida, California, any of those places. You can stay right here in Texas. It's Lajitas Golf Resort in Big Bend, and what a special place it is. Lanny Watkins designed the course, Blackjack's Crossing. I played this course. It is spectacular. You think you're kind of in Palm Springs. and yet you're still in Texas. It's hot, but it's very dry, and you can stand the heat a little bit, but it's open year-round, so whenever you'd like to go. The Dallas Morning News actually said it's the number one resort in all of Texas. But even if you're not into golf, they have sporting clays, zip lines, horseback riding, ATVs, great restaurants, hotels and condos you can stay in. You can check out everything, including the photos, at LajitasGolfResort.com. LajitasGolfResort.com. Over 27,000 acres of rugged desert scenery. And it's kind of like you're back in the Old West. It's got that feel about it. It's got that look architecturally about the Old West, too. LajitasGolfResort.com. You're really going to enjoy this place. You'll have a great time. And they have flights that leave out of Love Field every weekend that you can pick up a flight, and you're down there in like an hour and 10 minutes. You could drive if you want to take a family outing and get down there. That's fine. But if you don't want to drive that far, it's an hour and 10 minutes out of Love Field. So LajitasGolfResorts.com is the place to go. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, Steve Johnson with Hank Caney Golf. We'll talk Baltusrol with all of us. Stay with us. Welcome back to the show. Hey, Paul Quinn College is having their annual scholarship golf tournament. It's coming up in October on the 31st of October at Hackberry Creek Country Club. It's a noon shotgun start. Provides scholarships for minority and disadvantaged youth who attend Paul Quinn College, which is in South Dallas, and a very, very good cause, trying to raise some money and keep some kids in school or get some other kids that haven't had a chance to go to the college to go to Paul Quinn College. It's hosted by the Pro Duffers Foundation, so that's where you need to go to find out more about it. If you'd like to sponsor it or put a team together, visit their website, Pro Duffers SW, as in Southwest. ProDuffersSW.com is a website. Gives you all the information you're going to need right there. All kinds of different sponsorship levels available, including individual players if you just want to play and help out that way and maybe win some cool prizes. You can do that too. It's ProDuffersSW.com. It's all benefiting the Paul Quinn Scholarship Fund. And again, a great, great cause there for them. It's the first annual one. And so we're going to have a lot of fun there at Hackberry Creek Country Club in Irving, which is a great country club, a great golf course to play on, coming up on the 31st of October. All right, so the PGA Championship, the final major, is been kind of washed out as far as the third round. They had about 30 players finishing the third round yesterday. That means about 40, 45 players didn't finish, and as many as a dozen didn't even tee off yesterday in the third round. So they're trying to catch up, and everybody's out on the golf course. Right now, Jason Day has made a bit of a move. Jason Day is at 8 under par, so he has a share for the lead. He's 1 under for the day, but he's tied now with the other leaders, which are Jimmy Walker and Robert Streb. They're both 1 over. Walker and Streb are 1 over, so they were at 9. They've dropped back to 8. Three-way tie for first place at 8 under. William McGirt is at 7. Henrik Stenson is 1 under today. He's also at 7 under. And our man, Jordan Spieth, 1 under through 13 holes. Again, in his third round, they'll finish, take a quick break, and try to get in the fourth round and finish it all up tonight. And Spieth now is at 4 under par, so he's only 4 shots back with an entire fourth round and much of the third round still left to be played. So Jordan Spieth in the hunt. And joining us now to talk a little bit about that is our good friend Stevie Ray J. Steve Johnson, managing partner at Hank Caney Golf. How you doing today, Steve?
Hey, I'm doing great, Tim.
So the rain at Baltusrol, which is in the forecast, and there's a lot more, if you look at the radar, a lot more rain all around the greater New York metropolitan area, which is Springfield, New Jersey, where Baltusrol is. Are you feeling confident at all that they'll be able to finish this today, or do you think we're looking at a Monday finish?
Man, they're making their best effort. And they're doing something today, Tim, that I haven't seen done in a long time. That they're finishing their third round today on Sunday, and the guys are continuing to play their fourth round. They've got about a dozen guys out on the course in their fourth round. But because the third round had started under certain conditions yesterday with the playing the ball down, even though the conditions were wet, now they're playing the fourth round where they have the ball in hand. So they have some of the players out there that are finishing up their third round. They've got to play the ball down, and they're going to be being subject to the mud ball. You know, the PGA Tour players always talk about they have no control of the ball when there's mud on it, and there will be plenty of mud on the ball during the third round. But on the fourth round, they can lift, clean, and place that ball. So it'll be interesting.
So let me ask you this. It doesn't seem quite fair, although I understand why they're doing it, because the third round guys yesterday didn't have the ball in their hand, so they're trying to keep that consistent. But if your ball plugs, what's the rule on that one? I mean, literally, if it's half submerged in mud, you still can't touch it if you're in the third round?
No, if it's plugged, if it's embedded in its own pitch mark, and you've got to be fairly certain that it was the pitch mark your ball made, you can lift clean and place it, or lift clean and drop it as near as possible to the point where it plugged. But there's going to be a lot of rulings out there today, and every group has a PGA Pro official. We know here in Dallas, we have one of the top officials for the PGA of America in David Price,
right,
who was part of the Dustin Johnson whistling straight.
Yeah, Martin Keimer situation. Right.
Back then. Yes. So I'm sure that there's a lot of, the guys that are being the officials, they don't do it that often. They do some club tournaments and they do, but to be on this big a stage, there's going to be some situations out there. I'm not sure exactly what they'll be, but there'll be some situations where they're going to need help making the proper ruling.
I guarantee you, if I was playing in this tournament, I'd be finding every way to kick that ball sideways to do it and say, I thought I was in the third round. Am I in the fourth round? I'm sorry. I would be acting so ignorant about this whole thing just to try to take any advantage I could, which is what I would need. Hey, we're talking with Steve Johnson with Hank Haney Golf. So let me ask you about the leaders right now. As I just said, we see that Jason Day has moved into a tie for the lead with Walker and Streb. Walker and Streb are one over, but Day is one under. Not a lot of great scores, although William McGirt is at 7 under. He's 4 under, surprisingly, in these kind of conditions. I guess we're not going to expect to see really, for a guy like Jordan Spieth and guys that were 5 or 6 shots back, somebody needed to make a bit of a run. Is it asking an awful lot for somebody in these conditions to shoot 5 or 6 under?
Well, yeah, it is. And it's raining right now, Tim, but it's not raining as hard as it will rain this afternoon. So you've really got to take advantage when the conditions are favorable to scoring. Now, they are right now, but when the course gets so saturated, they'll be pulling the guys off the course. They'll be restarting. It's hard to get some continuity and some rhythm. The two players that I look for that have been hitting the ball tremendously is Jason Day and Henrik Stenson. For the first two rounds, Henrik Stenson averaged 31 putts for the two rounds, which is not great putting, but he's still right up there, right close to the lead. And Jason Day averaged 30 putts per round. So if those guys putt at all, and they just keep hitting it like they're doing, and they're the two of the best ball strikers on the tour, I think he got another mano a mano matchup.
We're looking at Justin Rose is at 2 under. He hasn't yet to tee. He has yet to tee off. Phil Mickelson, 1 under, hasn't teed off, nor has Bubba at even par. None of those guys have even gone off yet. They're about to go off for their third round. So that's, again, how far back on that golf course. If you're there, you probably wouldn't know who's in what round because they're all over the golf course and trying to get this finished up. But two names that we're not even talking about, Rory and Dustin. And I know Dustin's a guy that you thought pretty highly of coming into the PGA Championship. What's happened to their game? I mean, you'd think certainly Dustin, Rory's had some problems even for a good chunk of the year, but Dustin seemed to be ripe for a good run, at least to be in contention. To not even make the cut is kind of shocking, isn't it?
Yeah, he was. Dustin Johnson was the favorite in the tournament going in. Though, when you've played for a prolonged period of time, it goes in waves. He's played great in the month of July. The last 4 weeks, he has played phenomenally. You get tired. You get tired when you're always in the press room. You're always in one of the top groups. I mean, he's had a tremendous run, and I think he just got fatigue that got Dustin Johnson. Now, Rory's a little bit different story. A lot of frustration in the first 36 holes for Rory, and all the frustration was on the greens because he hit the ball pretty well. It doesn't appear that he has a really good game plan for his putting. Most players get frustrated at all levels, even our club players that the amateur golfers get frustrated when their expectations are just unrealistic. Now, I don't think he has a great game plan, and, he's searching out there.
What about our man, Jordan Spieth? He's 4 under. He's 1 under on the third round, playing today in the third round. He's in this 13th hole. He's only 4 shots back, and I'm telling you, Stephen, you've watched it. He can't hit a fairway to save his life. I mean, his drives, he looks like a traffic cop. After every drive, he either holds his left hand out or his right hand out to show which way right or way left, his drive is going. And yet he's hanging in there. I guess phenomenal play everywhere but his drive. What's wrong with his driving?
I really don't know. But he's missing it on. He doesn't have a favorite on which side he's going to miss it on. He misses it both left and right.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I mean, he is about 75% greens in regulation he's hit. So he can get it done no matter where he is. Now, when the conditions get real tough, like they will this afternoon, he's going to have to put his ball in certain positions because that rough, when it gets wet, starts laying down. And it's much more difficult to hit out of when it's laying down, when you're into the grain. He's got a birdie the last couple holes coming in. I mean, 17 and 18 are par fives. I think he's on the 14th hole right now. He's just got to keep it together. He's got to try to birdie those last two holes, get to six under, and then he's got to tear it up. He's going to be way ahead of the leaders. He'll be 16 holes ahead of the leaders. So he has an opportunity to post a score and to get them to shoot at something. And then no telling what's going to happen with the weather. I mean, we may have a Monday finish, Tim.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of looks that way. And you're right, the way that it's all set up, somebody could win this tournament and sit around for 2 hours and not know that they've won it until the other guys have all come in. It's going to be a little bit, that would be anticlimactic if it happened that way, but it could. We don't know what's going to happen with all the different tee times. Hey, Steve, for people that want to listen to you, you're going to be on Sirius XM sitting in for Hank Haney today?
Sirius XM, it's a channel, Sirius 208 XM 92. It's called Hank Haney Golf Radio. We're on 7 days a week, 10 a.m. Eastern, in the central time zone here. It's 9 to 10. So we look forward to bringing you some of the action.
And what about some people that just tell us quickly your website? If somebody wants to get some help on their swing, there's no better person than you to help them with it, and they can't all get appointments or they can't necessarily get to the ranch and get work, they could send you a video and you would be able to help them just off the video. Is that right?
Believe me, we'll get them all appointments. We will work them
we'll
in.
Squeeze them
we'll
in.
Work them in, yes. If they want an appointment, they can have an appointment. But if they can't get an appointment, if they can't get here, all they got to do is send a down-the-line video. Down-the-line video is one where you're shooting. You can see the target. You can see how I'm swinging relative, where I'm aiming relative to the target. You can see where the ball's going. They send just an iPhone or mobile device video to golfschools@hankhaney.com. And within 24 hours, we're going to send you a start of a game plan. We're going to analyze your swing. We're going to give you some tips. And that's all for your listeners only, Tim.
Wow. See, that's awesome. I mean, where are you going to get better advice than that? And what was the website again?
golfschools@hankhaney.com.
There you go. golfschools@hankhaney.com. Perfect. All right, Stevie Ray J, we appreciate it. Thanks so much for the insight, and have a good show today on Sirius XM.
Thanks for having me on, Tim.
Okay, take care. Steve Johnson, managing partner at Hank Haney Golf. Good advice right there. Send him a video. He'll be more than happy. I'm telling you, he'll send you gobs of stuff. It'll really be a big help for you out there. All right, bottom of the hour right now. Let's take a quick break. We're going to come back. We'll talk about the Rangers, Red Hot Rangers. Get your World Series tickets ready because they're playing so well against the defending AL champ, Kansas City Royals. We'll talk about the Rangers when we come back. And welcome back. Hey, you know, Dallas Golf has been in business in the Dallas area here for 33 years, 17 of those online. They were one of the first ones that got online and started selling and buying clubs online. So those old clubs that were in your garage or up in your attic that used to just sit there, you can actually make money off of them. Sometimes it's not a lot, but a couple bucks is better than just sitting there collecting dust. So that's one way that they can do it. But they also have a brand new retail store open to the public. It's located on Miller Road in Dallas, just north of 635. You can find it. Just go to their website, dallasgolf.com. It'll show you exactly where it is. And they've got all kinds of great products, everything that you could ever want, from shoes to balls to clubs. They're custom fitters. So you can go there and hit on their simulator. They'll tell you exactly which clubs are the best clubs for you. They're awesome people. You're going to love these people. They cater to golf tournaments, and they're unbeatable for their prices on prizes and golf equipment. They're committed to first and last choice for all the golf products you have. Again, it's Dallas Golf, dallasgolf.com. If you mention my name, if you say, hey, I was listening to the Tim Matthews Show and I decided to come here, they'll give you a $10 gift certificate on any purchase you have. Just for mentioning my name, it'll pay for your gas, if nothing else. Just mention Tim Matthews. They'll give you a $10 gift certificate off of anything. I get all my equipment there. I just got a new pair of Nike golf shoes, and I love them. I love them. The prices are great. The people are so friendly, and you're rigging like it. Again, they've been in business for 33 years. DallasGolf.com is the website, and again, they're located on Miller Road, just north of 635 in North Dallas. More than you'd expect, Dallas Golf. All right, so let's talk a little bit. I'll keep you updated on what's going on in the PGA, at the PGA Championship. Jason Day has just birdied the ninth hole, and he is now 2 under on his third round. Again, they're split. There's some guys in their fourth round, some still finishing their third round. And Jason Day is now the leader at 9 under par, so defending champion. Remember, he won last year at Whistling Straits, beating Jordan Spieth. He now has a one-shot lead over Jimmy Walker. And, Robert Streb just bogeyed, so he is now 2 over on the day, and Robert Streb has dropped back to 7 under par, so he's 2 shots back. So now Jimmy Walker at 1 over for the day is in sole possession of second place. So Day at 9, Walker at 8 under, and a handful of other guys, including Henrik Stenson and Emiliano Grillo at a 7 under par. Again, our favorite guy, our big guy, Jordan Spieth, 1 under for today through his 13th hole. He's on 14 now, and he is 4 under for the tournament. But Jason Day, wow, 2 under on the day, and now at 9 under, might go back-to-back at the PGA Championship. Hey, Kimmy, do first of all, I apologize. If everybody thinks I called her ignorant, I did not call her ignorant. She was searching for words. She goes, when it comes to politics, I'm, and I said, ignorant? Maybe that is kind of calling her ignorant.
Yeah.
She was trying to find the word. I'm ambivalent about trying to, I don't want to get into it. And
I like to remain neutral,
so,
actually.
Okay, so don't, I apologize. And
thank
please stop texting saying that I've called poor Kim. She can stand up for herself, by the way. Everybody thinks they need to defend Kimmy Kim.
Yeah, off air, I go in.
She's juicing, for God's sake. She can beat up 3 men. She's so strong right now.
I am.
So, no, she's not ignorant about politics. She just didn't really want to talk about it.
I'm just smart.
And I kind of just pull it right out of her. So she's fine. But keep texting us. Keep texting us who you like.
Gosh.
Hillary. You like Trump.
It's okay.
43733. I'm curious. It's just a curious. We're taking a little survey here. All right, Rangers, when's the last time you went to a Ranger game?
Oh, gosh. It's been a while.
6 years.
It's been a while. And, you know,
and your son is in the Yankee organization. She's
exactly
wearing a Yankee hat.
Yeah.
How's he doing?
He's
down
doing
in Tampa
great.
Still?
He's absolutely loving it. He's developing and getting hits and RBIs and stealing bases. It's amazing to keep up with him and just kind of hear how he's enjoying the entire experience.
And
but it makes me feel a certain kind of way because I followed the Rangers for so long.
Yeah.
And now I don't want to follow the Rangers anymore. Like, I'm keeping up with the Yankees. They just had a trade. And I'm like, why don't we talk about that? But I guess we won't talk about the Yankees in here.
Well, I don't mind talking about the Yankees.
Yeah.
I'm not saying we can't,
yeah.
But it can't be all your son all the time.
Yeah.
And he's in A-ball?
It's rookie ball. It's called the Gulf Coast League,
Okay. Actually.
And so he'll be there for a few more weeks. He'll come home for the off-season, train, eat. He needs to gain weight. He's got like 3% body fat. It's insane.
But he only weighs, he's not a big guy, right?
He's about 6'2", 170 so pounds. So, yeah, he needs to bulk
up
a little bit.
They like him to get up to 185 or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. I mean, my husband was a pretty big guy, but exactly. They want him to stay speedy and not bulk up entirely too much and slow down.
So 240 is probably asking a little bit
much. No. He won't be like that, no.
And your husband was 240, 230?
He was 235.
Yeah. But he won't be that big, and that's fine.
Yeah.
Keep his speed. Well, good. Keep us updated. And how is he? He's playing regularly?
Yeah. They play 6 days a week. And so it's every day. The only day they don't play is on Sunday. And so it just kind of depends. I kind of rotate them in and out. And I have to plug in on this little minor league baseball app to see whether or not he's in the lineup. And
you know what? You never know. In baseball, there's a lot of trades. I mean, there's a lot of talk now about trade deadline and everything. And you never know, when they throw in some minor leaguers.
I know.
We never really know who those guys are, but it could be your little boy.
I hope not. And that is honestly what I'm reading, because they're talking about all these prospects being, you know, pulled back and forth. I really hope they keep him, because I like the organization so far.
You want to go to New York is what you want.
No, honestly, I don't care where he plays.
Yes,
I'm not going.
You don't want him to be in Kansas City.
I want him to be happy. As long as he's playing Major League Baseball, that's what his dream is. You know, I know sports too well. God, come on now. I'm not that mom. Trust me. I know all about those moms.
I want him to get to the big leagues.
I don't want to be one of those moms.
No.
I just want my kid to be happy. That's all that matters.
Oh.
Mommy can take care of herself.
Just be happy.
Just be happy. Play your game, babe.
And make all the money you can possibly make.
Well, absolutely. I'm all for
There will come a time.
Money.
I know you're only 33 years old.
Exactly.
But there will come a time when Big Mama? Might want to, well, in a good way, might want to have son kind of take care of her, right? When you hit 70.
No.
So if he can put a little, like, $40 million in the bank.
No.
You'd sleep better, wouldn't you? Be honest.
For himself and his family and his kids. You have to understand, I was a sports wife, so I get what it's like to have that pressure from your family coming in at you wanting you to take care.
That's a whole other show.
Don't get me started. I mean, I just know a lot about being a sports wife, being a sports family. I mean, we know about it from the football side. I know it's not much different for any other sport. And so, no, I will not be that mom that has any kind of financial expectations.
Well, we'll see. If he gets traded to the Rangers, it wouldn't be the worst. You'd get to see him an awful lot.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Right now, the Rangers don't seem like they need a lot of help. They won 3 straight in a 4-game series against the defending World Series champion Royals. They won 2-1 yesterday. And thanks to Mitch Moreland's walk-off home run, 2 outs in the bottom of the 9th inning, and he gets the victory. He did extremely well. And you know what? The Rangers are hitting the ball well. They're pitching well. Martin Perez with a big outing yesterday as well. He goes 7 innings, and he gave up, struck out 5, and just gave up 1 earned run. So Perez looking really. So right now, and they finish up their series. You can listen to it right here on The Fan later today. 2 o'clock game against Kansas City out at Globe Life Park, and then they head to Baltimore. Tough 3-game series against the Orioles in Baltimore. But right now, the Rangers are doing pretty well. They've won 3 straight, obviously, as I just said, against Kansas City. At the same time, Houston has lost 2 in a row. So their lead is back up to 5. So they're feeling a little bit more comfortable about their lead. Matt, I didn't even introduce Matt. I'm so sorry about that. I forgot all about him. Why are you laughing in there, Matt?
Yeah, it's only been like 43 minutes of the show.
Right, yeah.
I'm here, apparently.
Well, and you know, he just jumped or did something. So that's why I looked up and kind of giggled. Like, what are you doing back there?
Did somebody goose you or something?
I was getting so bored in here, I just started running around. I mean, what else am I supposed to do?
He's like, pay me some attention.
I'm making you sound good. And what credit do I get?
Absolutely.
Would you like Kim's son to send you a check? We're getting a list going here of people that he can send money.
He can financially support you.
Kim doesn't need the money. So, I mean, put Matt on that list right there. Matt, we're going to send you, let's say, $2,000 a month. Okay,
yeah, Kim? Give him an allowance.
Let's do that. Yeah.
Put that down, $2,000 a month. Start expecting that payment in September. Okay.
Unbelievable.
So, sorry, Matt, I forgot all about you right there. But I was mentioning the Rangers. Have you been to a Ranger game recently?
I haven't been to one this year, which is terrible.
You need to go. We're the official station here.
I know. Yeah. That's the sad
part. We should
part.
All go all the time, but I haven't been to one since.
I forgot. I went to one last year. I went with Delino DeShield's stepmom, and we sat in Chanel Fielder's little suite, which was pretty cool. That was a lot of fun to experience. You know, that baseball stuff is a whole different ball game like that.
You know, Prince Fielder was an infant as his mom interned for me.
Really?
Did I tell you that story?
No.
When I was at Channel 5, his mom wanted to intern, if you will, but because her husband, Cecil, was playing in Japan at the time before he came back, played for Detroit. And she said, would you mind? And, you know, because she was kind of like you. I'd majored in this, but I didn't. And now my husband's gone. So can I bring my little son? And we said, yeah, sure. So she'd come with her stroller and her little, what do you call it? Bassinet.
Right.
And little.
How little was he?
When was the last time you ever heard that phrase?
Right?
Little Prince Fielder.
I don't think I've ever heard that phrase. Like, that's like an oxymoron. How does that work?
Yeah, he was 210 when he was a year old. would sit in his bassinet and you know, do what he did. And she'd watch him, and then she'd do what interns do, right? I mean, she'd chart games for us and all that kind of stuff. She was great about it. But Cecil he was gone for months at a time,
right?
You know, playing in Japan. So he certainly probably doesn't remember it because he was literally a newborn. He was a year or two old. But, Little Prince had I known, I would have had Little Prince get a pen in his hand.
Really? Get that autograph.
No! Sign a little contract or something.
Oh, gosh. So
Timmy would have a piece of it, which is what Matt's trying to do.
That allowance.
He's trying to cut into your son's, and that's what I should have done with Little
Unbelievable.
Prince. If you ever make it to the big leagues, put your name right here.
Should have at least taken some pictures with him.
Never did it.
That's too funny.
So, that was a funny story. What? I can't remember her name. Sandy or something?
His mom? I don't know his mom.
His mom? Yeah, it's Stacy. I think Stacy Fielder was his mom.
Huh.
And anyways, it was a long, long, long time ago, as you can imagine, how little he was. But anyway, so the Rangers have a 5-game lead now, back to what I was saying, over to Houston. So they're kind of better shape now than they have been in a long, long time. And, Matt, we need to go to a Ranger game. We need to catch a Ranger game, all right? We'll
do
that.
Because I'll go.
He's like, I'm all in. We should all go. A family outing.
Kim's son is paying for all of our outings.
Oh, gosh.
So that's part of your...
Have you ever paid attention to what minor leaguers make?
Part of your allowance.
It's very, very different.
I know. That's why they have 17 roommates.
I mean, it's very different.
It's worse than being a flight attendant out of LaGuardia. You know, I mean, you got 47 roommates is the only way you can afford it. Same thing with... minor league baseball players. Anyway, yeah. Rangers playing well, and go to a game next time you get a chance, or listen to the game, 2 o'clock start right here on The Fan, 105.3. Hey, you're watching golf and you're loving it, everything about the PGA Championship. Did you know that there's a golf course you could go to that's only about 90 minutes from here that is every bit as good as Baltusrol? I'm talking, of course, about Pine Dunes. It's only 90 minutes from here. That's about 25 minutes south of Tyler. It's located in Frankston. Dallas Morning News says it's one of the top golf courses in the state. Golf Digest says the same thing. I played there. Actually, I try to play there every couple of months. I get over there. I play there a lot. I love this golf course. You can take a look at the photos and all the things that they have there at pinedunes.com and check out their greens fees. You can book your tee time on there, and they even have stay and play packages. As a matter of fact, you can tee off at after 3 o'clock on Monday through Thursday for $39, Saturday and Sunday, late afternoon for $59. And they have condos right there, so you can, you know, take a bunch of guys there and go play and have some fun and stay for the weekend and play a couple of different rounds. It's very affordable and a beautiful golf course. The tall pine trees there in East Texas, pinedunes.com, trust me, will be one of the top golf courses you've played in the last year or better. Pine Dunes. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back. Talk a little Cowboys. Training camp. It's going on full swing in Oxnard. We'll get into it when we come back. Hey, welcome back. Yeah, I talked so long in the last segment. We only have a few short minutes here. Justin Durant is back. The Cowboys signed him. We're talking about Cowboys out in Oxnard. Fighting for the middle linebacker position. Sean Lee says he's going to be weak side linebacker. Do you have any good feelings about the Cowboys this year? I mean, it's just so many. Most of the stories are the negative things, right? Who's suspended? Yeah. Do you feel good about them at all as far as how far they can go?
I feel unsure at this moment. I mean, apparently they'll be ready to go once the season starts, but it seems like every time I log in, there's either somebody suspended or somebody hurt. So I want them to do well, though. Every year I say I want the Cowboys to do well. It's such a good thing for the community. You know, and they've got that new facility out there in my neck of the woods. I want to see all of that just flourish and be great. And, yeah. But what man.
Matt, what do you think? Is there enough reason there to be?
It's going
to
be a long year.
Really think so?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, those suspensions. I'm not saying Justin, you know, Durant's going to be a good addition. McClain's out, and, I mean, everybody's out. I mean, they just have so many problems on the defensive side of the ball. But, well, I'll tell you, if Dez is healthy and Romo can stay, can stay, if Sean Lee can, for the first time in his career, play 16 games, they've got talent. I think they definitely, in the East is not the greatest, so I think they can have a chance to certainly win their division. We'll see what can happen in the playoffs. But it really comes down to, I just don't think they're deep enough if they can't get through some of the, if they get some injuries to some of those key guys. Boy, it's devastating. I mean, it just could be tough. But Matt, keep our fingers crossed, right?
Yeah, I'm not going to put any money on it.
I think I sound better, more optimistic than he does. I hope I do.
We'll see what
happens. Speaking into existence.
We'll see what happens.
Super Bowl bound.
Hey, I want to remind everybody again about that police golf tournament. We'll tell you more about it. It's August 29th again at El Dorado Country Club in McKinney. As a matter of fact, the Cowboys in Oxnard even did a sign of solidarity for the people in blue, the men and women in blue, put their arms arm in arm and had a little celebration, if you will, for the police departments and everybody. And nobody knows it better than athletes. Police are around you a lot. They protect you an awful lot. They protect the teams. They escort the teams. So a lot of policemen are around the different players. Matter of fact, one of the unfortunate police that were killed in that shooting was at Ranger games all the time. And a lot of the players did know him because he'd work security and sometimes off-duty stuff. So anyway, that's the golf tournaments coming up. Leaderboardeventstexas.com, again, is the website. And one more look at the leaderboard. Jason Day, 2 under for the day. He is at 9 under, has a one-shot lead over William McGirt, for God's sakes. William McGirt is 5 under today in his third round. He is at 8 under, so one shot back of Jason Day. And our man Ricky Jordan Spieth, still 1 under for the day and 4 under. He's on the 15th hole. They had the whole fourth round of the PGA Championship. They still have to play. That should do it for us. Thanks so much, everybody. Had a lot to get in today. We love it. We appreciate it. And we'll see you next week right here on The Game. Take care.